We'll call this meeting to order. Ms. Dewis, would you please take a roll call?
Trustee John Butler. Trustee Nathan Hayes. Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard. Trustee Tim Struthers. Trustee Eric Wasowitz. Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here. Okay, great. We'll move to agenda item two. Mr. Brady, can you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, we have reached quorum and appropriate notices have been provided by the university.
Okay, great, thank you. Agenda item number three. We need to approve the meeting agenda. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed? Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. Agenda item number four, we actually have two sets of minutes here. So this is the approval of the minutes from the meeting of December 6th, 2018, and approval from the meeting of January 7th, 2019. At first, we will move to approve the minutes of December 6, 2018. May I have a motion to approve those minutes? Is there a second? Okay. I hear a motion and a second. Are there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. Now we will move to the minutes of January 10th, 2019. May I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. I will, for sake of time, pass on Chair's comments, but I want to welcome any members of the University Advisory Committee who are present with us today. Again, I see Holly, Therese, and Kathy. Any comments?
No, thank you.
thank you, and thank you for your patience of being with us all day today. We appreciate it very much, and we appreciate very much the work that you do on behalf of all of us. Okay, we will move to agenda item number six. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address our board. Mr. Brady, have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, I have received no timely requests.
Okay. We will move on to agenda item seven, the President's Report 131. At this time, I would ask Dr. Freeman to please present agenda items 7A through 7C.
Thank you. Agenda item 7A is the first of three items forwarded from this morning's BACFO committee meeting. The item is the Stevenson Complex franchise agreement approval. As discussed this morning, NIU will be the license holder for the franchise and thus responsible for operating the location under the franchisor standards with royalty payment of 5% of all sales to the franchisor and retention of the remaining 95% of the sales. The funding source is auxiliary operations. The university's recommendation from the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee is that the board approve the Stevens Complex franchise amendment.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve? Second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is approved.
Agenda item 7B, the Stevens Complex Renovate Dining Area Capital Project. As discussed this morning, this project will convert the existing dining and dog pound deli areas into grill station, pizza station, franchise nationally branded sandwich shop, and a convenience store. The funding is from auxiliary reserves, not to exceed $450,000. The recommendation forwarded from this morning's committee to the university is for approval of the Renovate Dining Area Capital Project request.
Okay. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is approved.
Agenda item 7C, the Home Student Center Phase 1 Redevelopment Capital Project Amendment. As discussed this morning, this is a total project amendment of $900,000, $450,000 for the reinstated food venue build-out, being reinstated as a result of initial estimates that were low, and an increased project construction contingency budget. The institutional fund source is auxiliary reserves, and the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee is recommending through the President's report to the Board of Trustees approval of the Home Student Center Phase 1 Redevelopment Capital Project Amendment.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? I actually do have a question on this that I was going to ask this morning, and I failed to. So work on this is going to begin in the spring, but we're hoping to have this available for summer camp operations. So I'm assuming we're running a summer camp in Stevenson. It seems like, I've done a lot of construction projects. That seems like a fairly tight window of beginning it in spring and finishing it by summer. Is that, are we confident on?
I'm going to let Vice President McGill talk to this.
So construction won't be complete in time for the launch of summer camp, but we will make and have made alternate arrangements so that we can support the camps.
Oh, okay.
There won't be a negative impact. It'll just look different this year while the construction is going on.
Okay. The way it was worded, it made me feel like the construction was going to be done for summer. And it's like, wow, that's a really quick window. Great, that makes more sense. Thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is approved.
Thank you, President.
Okay, we're going to move on to agenda item 8, Chair's Report number 89. This is agenda item 8A, election of board officer positions. A special election has been called to elect a trustee to complete the fiscal year 2019 term for the position of vice chair. Acting General Counsel Greg Brady and Recording Secretary Chelsea Dewis will tally the results and announce the results during this meeting. So at this point in time, I would turn it over to Mr. Brady to pass out the ballots, I assume?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Before we do that, just under the procedures, there's a moment for any board member, if they wanted to express interest in the position. So if you wanted to give that quick opportunity.
Okay. Any board members wish to address the board in expressing their interest in the position of vice chair? Okay. Hearing none, I believe we can proceed.
And I will hand out the ballots. And if you could tally on here your choice and then hand it to me, I would appreciate it.
While we're waiting, I would just draw attention to the Northern Now that came out in the last few weeks. I wonder where that one picture came from. But I would compliment Reggie and all the staff that put this together. When you read through it, it really is an international issue, talking about all the programs and the graduates, alumni, and I would compliment the Alumni Association and Foundation for a great issue.
Okay, I do believe the votes have been counted and we have a result which will be directed by Mr. Brady.
Mr. Chair, we have enough aye votes for Eric Wasowitz to be appointed as the vice chair.
Right, thank you.
So congratulations.
Mr. Wasowitz. He is in a meeting right now downtown Chicago, but I will inform him of his appointment. Okay, agenda item number 9, other matters. Are there other matters that require the attention of the committee today? I didn't anticipate any. Agenda item 10, the next meeting date. The next meeting of the full Board of Trustees will be March 7th at 9 a.m. We will now go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business after the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as described under sections 2C, 1, 2, and 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act; collective bargaining matters as described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act; litigation and risk management matters as described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act; and closed session minutes as described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Do I hear a motion? Do I have a second? Ms. Dewis, would you please take a roll call vote to close this meeting?
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Nathan Hayes?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz? Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. The motion is approved and the public meeting is now closed. Thank you. Okay, it is 3:08 p.m. in the afternoon, and the Board of Trustees has now returned from closed session. Ms. Dewis, could you please call the roll?
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Trustee Nathan Hayes?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Here.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz? Board Chair Dennis Corsiva?
Here. Okay, may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is approved and the meeting is now closed.